Both sides in the debate over Nashville's proposed mass transit plan say the referendum scheduled for May 1st should go forward. That's despite Mayor Megan Berry's surprise announcement Tuesday that she's stepping down after pleading guilty to felony theft in connection with her extramarital affair. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Berry started pushing mass transit from her first day in office in 2015. She lobbied state government to allow the 1 cent sales tax increase needed to fund it, and her administration helped develop the plan for 26 miles of corridor. Yet Metro Councilman Jeremy Elrod says it would be a mistake to see the proposal as Berry's plan.
There are hundreds of, I think it's up to 121 organizations that are supporting it now. Thousands of people across the city have signed petitions supporting it. Our traffic isn't getting better.
Which is why Elrod, who backs the transit plan and pushed to put it on the May ballot, does not want to delay the vote now. The main group supporting the proposal, the Transit for Nashville Coalition, doesn't want to wait either. Nor does the main opponent, No Tax for Tracks. A spokesman for that organization says they're ready to defeat what they see as a flawed plan. With more than a third of Nashvillians still undecided about the proposal, both sides will be rushing to make their cases over the next 8 weeks, even while the dust is still settling from the Berry scandal. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.